I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do. Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
Something special!
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that man. It
makes
it
cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
G'day Supercoaches, how you doing? It is Juzzy. We've got a bit of a weird start for you this week. We had some sound issues getting the podcast started, and the first 10 minutes were sort of unlistenable. So we fixed it all up though, and we do have an episode for you. So strap in and enjoy. We drop in just as we're finishing up our scores, and we go straight into the games this week. Thanks for listening. Stay coachy. Peace.
Well, you're still 29 points ahead of Berg, so...
That's my main goal now.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it.
Now, with that year, that'd be all right, but beating Berg's is a major goal.
Yeah. All right, so let's go through. We'll knock over game by game, get through them quickly. We'll go through any Supercoach-relevant team news or information, and we'll chuck our tips in. So... first game of the week is Thursday night. We have Knight up against the Broncos at Sunshine Coast Stadium. So, Con, what are the team news out of there? Pierce is back.
Yeah, Pierce is back. Cross and gone. Jaden Brayley's been rested, so Chris Randall comes in. And Connor Watson's been named starter lock again, but he probably won't. And for the Broncos, Tony Staggs is gone with Jesse Arthurs coming in the centres and Denny Levi starting for Turpin. He's done his ankle.
But Denny Levi's at the judiciary right now, so...
Corey Pace is a chance.
Yeah, and Waria Hargrave's got off just on a side note as well. He's right.
Yeah, same Waria Hargrave's got off.
Yeah.
All right, so what are your thoughts on this game? Obviously, you boys are thinking Newcastle's going to up for. I actually think there's quite a lot of Supercoach points in this game. I think I think Brisbane will even score a few points. Obviously, Payne Arse, obviously, he's a keeper. You're not going to touch him. Anyone you'd bring in to kind of run home with from these two teams?
KP and Best.
Yeah, KP, Best, Frizzell for me. They'd be the three.
Yep.
I mean, if you haven't got Payne Haas already, I wouldn't be buying him because it's only going to get you an extra 30 points to the other, or 20 points to the other front rowers. And front row, as we all know, this year is pretty slim pickings. But out of this, mate, other than Ultra Pod Mitch Pierce with the soft run home, that would be the only other one. But
Yeah. He can turn it on.
Can't he? He can go on runs, but the problem is he plays once every month if he's lucky.
Yeah. It's interesting you prefer Frizzell over Barney. You don't like Barney?
I've already got him. I've held him the whole time. Yeah, yeah. He just needs to get that ball off KP. With these soft games, I think he could score doubles.
He's definitely on the right side.
Yeah, he just needs to get a bit of attacking ball. Like he has had no attack and still getting 50 to 70. So that's enough, but he can easily get over 100, as we know, if he just gets a bit of ball off KP or Bradman.
One who would have been good would have been Connor Watson if he got the 9 spot with Jaden Brayley rested. But he obviously, I don't know, he's such a good footballer and the coach just doesn't seem to want to give him time.
I think playing 9 takes away from his running game where he breaks so many tackles and just dances across the field and shit. And if he's just going to stand and deliver most of the times and just tackle, I think he loses appeal.
I think he's just the type of player you just want out there. Even when he played 6, you'd think that he'd just be a distributor, but he's just a good footy player, and I like him. He goes hard. He can
play anyway. Play literally anyway.
Yep. Apart from that, there's no one really else. I've got Tessie New. He's doing okay. Nothing to stand out. Wouldn't recommend him to anyone. Tony Staggs obviously got injured. He was looking good. Unfortunate for people who brought him in.
Cheap next year.
Yeah. It'll be a good one for next year. But apart from that, I think we can put our tip in and go on. I'm going to call this one. I'll go Knights just to win. I'm going to go over 65 points scored in the game.
I think this is probably the first 4-day turnaround in the history of the NRL.
Yeah.
There is word, I don't know, I think it's probably too late now that they might have been shuffling the fixtures, but I'm sure that would have happened by now. It was going to happen. But I think surely the Knights season on the line, destiny in their hands, should win 20 plus. And yeah, I agree. I think the Broncos will score a few points because our defence is no good. They don't like withstanding too much pressure, although it was okay against Raiders till late in the game. But, yeah, we'll probably concede 3 tries, so I'd agree with you, guy. There's going to be a lot of points, mate.
It was great against the Raiders. That stretch from, the 15th, I think, to the 20th minute where they just had all the possession on our line, really won us that game on the weekend.
It probably had a lot to do with them having Jack White, who can't even catch the ball at the moment. Like, honestly, I've never seen him play so bad.
Yeah, coming off a Dally M year, he'd have to be the biggest drop from a Dally M medal winner.
Oh, horrendous. Yeah. We'll be in the top 100.
We'll get to Canberra soon.
14.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear.
Yeah, sweet ass. I'm actually going to go the upset. I'm going to go Broncos. Coming up to try and make a statement on you guys. I mean, look, we all know, don't listen to my advice because I've done horrendously this year. So you throw probably on the money, but I'm going to throw the wild multi in for the odds on the Broncos instead.
Well, as you know, with rugby league, and it happens every year, having the Dogs last year, once a team season's over, they go, oh, we might actually play right now and ruin some team season. It always happens. So who the hell knows? Let's hope.
All right. Moving on to the next game then. Raiders versus Dragons.
Yep. Up there at the Gold Coast.
Captain Chris is out. Matt Tomoko takes his centre spot. Ryan Sutton returns at lock, so Hudson Young shifts to the second row. We're all liking better. Corey Harawira and I goes to the bench. Soliola out of the 17. Elijah Anderson is in line to make his debut from the bench. Ben Hunt, fractured arm, played through it, a tough bugger. 2 breaks he's played through this year. Good on Ben Hunt. That's Queenslander in him. So Adam Cleary comes in at halfback. Jack Bird. He's named at fullback, which is a big shock. And
I like it
too, but do his legs like it?
Probably not. No.
And he's over 500k as well, so he's not. He'd be a bit if he was 350 or something, then I'd see it, but not over 500.
Not as a buy. I didn't mean as a buy. I just like him at
first. Yeah.
Yeah.
DeBellin, Laurie, Lomax, and Maguire all returned from their suspension from being Oh, no, Guy's not at Bornies tonight. Cody Ramsey also returns to partner Lomax in the centres. Corey Norman shifts to 5'8". Jaden Sullivan's out. Tyrell Sloan's obviously out because Bird's a fullback. And Josh Kerr and Jared Beal are serving their suspensions this week.
Well, I don't think we have to spend too long on either of these two teams. There's not many players. There's only one I can think of who I'm actually keen on. I own neither of them. With CHN benched, you obviously wouldn't go him. But, yeah, Rapana, he's the only one that I like. Just playing fullback, even on the weekend, even though they got beat, he still looked quite good. He looks to get involved. So, he's similar price to Jack Bird. So, I think if you go Jack Bird, you're much better off going Rapana at fullback.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, this game's a bit of a fizzer, but I think the Raiders more season on the line. I suppose both teams are on the same points, so probably tip. Are these games all going to be at Suncorp? Are they staying at the hub in Suncorp?
The double header at Seabus on Friday night.
But I think they're keeping them in the bubble, aren't they? They're playing at Suncorp until next couple of weeks, maybe. Oh, that could change. I don't know. Yeah, I'll go Raiders. But when it comes to Supercoach relevance, I'm a very happy CHN seller from about 3 weeks ago. Although I sold him when the week he got to 125.
You were like Bergs. Bergs did the exact same thing.
but I went to Fifita. So, I mean, Fifita's 140 the next week. So, long term, way better trade. But the guy that takes his spots is a gun, Hudson Young, but minutes are an issue, obviously, with CHN on the bench. And you never know, Ricky, could be a game day change, who knows. But, Dragons, don't think they're going to offer too much. It's good to see Lomax back, but as we all know how good he is.
But he'll start very cheap next year as well.
That's probably the best Dragons lineup that they've had, you know, obviously after the Vaughny party, so
apart from no Hunt.
Yeah, Hunt's the big one.
Yeah, Hunt. Oh, I don't mind Adam Clune though. Corey Norman's nothing. So Adam Clune will have to run the show. But yeah, I think Canberra will have enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Canberra
13+. I'm gonna go Dragons. I actually like our chances this week. We always give Canberra. We used to have a terrible record against Canberra. We've turned it around recently, and yeah, I actually think that just because I don't find Canberra that good either, I'll give us a good chance in it.
They're really good.
Why are you going Dragons? Why are you going Dragons, Juzzy?
Man, ever since Hook's come in, these guys play a real like in your face style of footy, and they have a way of shutting down some teams and. Canberra aren't playing with their first choice sort of lineups. They've had issues with their halves throughout the year. Like you said, Whiten's not on form. They got Sam Williams in there. I know, like, Hunt missing for the Dragons would be the only thing I reckon that'd sway me the other way. But I reckon they're just going to come out and smash it. Jack Bird's a monster. Him at fullback, I think he'll do really well. I'm curious to actually see this game go down, to be honest, especially given the Raiders' form of late.
If it was earlier on in the season, I'd suggest that Big Papa would be a good buy because he's only 430K. But now, at this point in the season, there's no point bringing in a front rower.
There you go. Not that point in the season.
At least he'll start cheap next year anyway. Let's move on.
So Friday, 8 o'clock, Seabus Super Stadium. So we've got a doubleheader there on the Friday night. Parramatta v South. So is this 3 versus 4 or 4 versus 5? I think it's 3 versus 4, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 versus 4 at the moment.
Yeah, Eagles will drop out once they lose.
So team news? Any team news for either of these?
Mitchell Moses back. So Arthur's gone. Regan Campbell-Gillard's out. Kafusi starts. Nia Cora returns. Bryce Cartwright's also on the bench. Ray Stone gone. And Wong and Blake needs to pass concussion protocols. And Cameron Murray returns from suspension. It's pretty much the only relevant stuff for the Rabbitohs.
Fair enough. Well,
good news for me. I'm a Cameron Murray owner, so that makes me happy to see him return after a week off. Hopefully he's fresh.
I reckon points are going to flow in this one, so I'd put a captaincy option on Cody to go large again, and I'm going to have to tip South to go hard out and pretty much smash Parramatta at this point.
Yeah, I think Parramatta, honestly, are sliding so fast. I've never rated them the whole year. I never rated them last year either. But same. The fact that Brad Arthur keeps picking Wonga Blake and even Tom Opacek is ridiculous. That Will Pennacini 2 weeks ago was unbelievable. Like, yeah. As soon as he got the ball, he looked like Braden Best.
Yeah, he's
sort
good.
Of, that sort of player. And even when they were winning, they had that Murata near Corey in the centres, and he's a brick wall. You can't get past him. But they picked Wonga Blake, who obviously couldn't tackle me or you. And
I think
yeah, so
Corey was injured, though. That's the only reason he was injured. And you're right, Wonga Blake is an absolute dud.
When me and Corey comes back, he goes straight back to the bench. But anyway, South win by heaps. Yeah. Hopefully my man Gagai can finally get me a hat-trick or something and do me some good. But tell you what, Latrell looks ridiculously good. When he went to centre there for about 5 or 6 minutes there the other day when Gagai went off and Trell went to centre, Taff went fullback, he ran over about 12 blokes in 10 metres.
Yeah.
For try. I still think he's a centre, just from... That's a perfect example.
Did you see his try assist where he acted as a driver to push their guy across and
get the line? Yeah, so yeah, South by heaps. And you could honestly own... I've got Cookie, I've owned you for a few weeks. Got the 148, which I was happy about.
Oh, you brought in Cook, did you?
Yeah, before round 13, I think.
Okay.
I've had him for a while, but I've still got Brady lingering there. But all of it, Kalon Mutungi's going well. I noticed he went to the middle and played big minutes last week and punched out mid-90s. So,
With Arrow back, starting this week and Murray back, I just see that I think they've got two back rowers on the bench. They've got Host and Sua. It throws me off a bit there. With the minute.
Apart from that, they've only got Benji Marshall and Totola, so that means middle minutes is available.
Yeah, but Arrow's starting on the edge, so Arrow could easily go into the middle.
He'll go in the middle. Phil Murray for 10 minutes or 15, probably.
Yeah, then you got Host and Sua to bring on. And I think,
Mark Nicholas ain't going to give you 40 minutes. Burgess will maybe give you 45. So there's plenty of minutes in the middle available, I think.
Well, Benji will come on in the middle, though, as well.
Yeah.
So it's essentially a two middle, two edge bench. But in terms of, I think if you have Gutho, I think you definitely sell if you can to a Latrell or to any fullback, really.
I think you should have sold him last week or the week before.
Yeah, obviously, IPAP, Maddo and Marnie you'd probably keep only because they don't really need to score points to get good super coach points.
No, Marnie does rely on attacking stats. Without attacking stats, he's a 50-point player.
He's just as good as Brayley, in my eyes.
Which is no good, I don't think.
I was about to say, everyone's selling Brayley now.
Well, no, they're only selling because he's rested. He's not picked.
He's averaged, 42 or something over the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah
he got in. He got absolutely smashed on the weekend too.
How do you pass that, HIA?
Oh, mate, good luck trying to tackle him, mate. Oh. But, yeah, other than that, yeah, South, you could honestly own all of them. Josh Mansour, if AJ was out longer term, I would have jumped on him because he's going to – that left edge is just so potent. You could honestly own any of the South's back line. My tip, I think South will win. Yeah, probably 13 to 18 points. Not too much. I think Para will hold them off defense wise, a little bit. But
we'll see how many sprays Gutho gives out this week.
Yeah, right.
Moses is back, which should help them because Brad Arthur's son wasn't doing too well.
That's the old coach's son.
Yeah.
Warriors v right, Sharks, start of the triple header at Suncorp for Super Saturday. Well,
I'm going South just in case anyone cares.
Oh, sorry, bud. Yeah, we're just... You speak up.
It was Dazzy.
Get in a conversation. I figured just Souths right. Given.
So Warriors, Chanel Harris-Tavita's back. So Peter Hickey goes to centre. He can go on a run, Peter Hickey at centre. I don't mind him too much. I wouldn't buy him, but Adam Fanua-Blake and Lodge are both back in the starting front row. So it's Noah Brown's gone. Ben Murdoch-Masilla's injured. He's gone. Curran's back. Katoa to the bench. And Chaz Tuanga moves starting hooker. And I don't think there's another hooker named.
Oh, that Pride. Oh, that Tamnella Otukolo drops out, but you've got Nicarima on the bench.
Yeah. Jesse Ramian returns from an ear infection. What a girl. Talakai goes back to the second row. Jack Williams to lock and Toby Rudolph to prop. Aiden Tom to the bench. And then that's about it.
All righty. Sweet as. Look, should be an interesting matchup, really. Warriors can bring it on their day. And so can the Sharks. I reckon, if anything, New Zealand's probably got the bigger forward pack and might keep them out. So, yeah, I'm going to tip New Zealand, which means Sharks will probably win.
So, Sharks are their plus?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I'm actually with you, Jazzy. I'm going Warriors. Warriors to win by about, I don't know, 8 or 10 points. Reece Walsh, it's a ton up, super coach-wise. Yeah, I think Ramian's obviously he'll still score well because his base is good. But I don't think Sharks will have that many points in them. I think even when they win games, I think they'll be a team that more grinds out their opponent rather than scores 40, 50 points.
Well, pretty much all their points on the weekend come from Will Kennedy doing some individual shit on his own and then Trindall getting the fucking bounce off fucking
late in the game when the other team switches off as well.
Yeah.
That's a key point to it. AFB back, I think, for the Warriors will help them tremendously.
And Lodge, both of them.
Yep, and Lodge.
You and Aiken in the second row is an interesting one. I know he played in the last weekend. He did all right. He looked pretty good there.
You think as a long, super coach wise, or you think as a long term thing?
Next year, I'll definitely be looking at him if he's starting second row because he's a big man. He can break tackles, he can score tries. And it was only really his defense that was letting him down.
He might be Isaiah Yeo in the dual second row center wing as well. Which will
the
be
problem him. Is you've got Tohu out, you've got Curran there, Siren, and how many other back rows they got? Eli Katoa, he'll start in the centers next year. They've got a million forwards.
But even at center wing, I think his base is still quite good. And you know,
if you can get him as a dual. Playing in the centres in the second row next year would work all right.
So other than that...
Apart from that, I don't like anyone.
Well, would you rather Will Kennedy or would you rather Reece Walsh?
I'd rather a lot more than Will Kennedy. I'd rather Ponga, Mitchell,
Walsh. No, just in that game. Well, who scores more in that game, do you think?
Well, I think Walsh, just because the Raiders are going to pump him.
The Raiders?
The Warriors, sorry.
Oh, so you're on the Warriors as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think Warriors as well. Just because they just, although they might be, I don't know how they're doing what they're doing, to be honest with you. That was a massive win last week. Doesn't matter who you verse, but yeah, I think Warriors, just their forward pack, if you match them up, it's not even a contest. But just the Sharks leak so many points so easy up the middle. They're so slow with Woods, Tolman, and those guys, even Braden Hamlin, Ueli, Andrew Fifita.
Can't move sideways.
Playing like, like it's 2009.
Yeah.
You saw what Turbo could do. So the guys like Reece Walsh and even Nicarima when he comes on a run amok up the middle. So I think, and don't worry, Sharks will score. Probably 20 plus points, but I reckon Warriors will probably score double that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Well, it's been the trend of the year, the amount of points that are scored in games. Some of them have just been ridiculous.
It's just momentum. Like, one team has momentum, the other team makes a mistake, six again try, and then they can just score like 3 tries in 10 minutes. And
Yeah, it's hard to stop.
Momentum, yeah.
All right, we'll move on to the next game, Jazzy.
That's what Turbo's thriving off, the new rules. It's all about attacking football these days, and once you've got the ball, it's hard to stop.
Yeah.
Billy would have been scoring 300 a week in these new rules.
I'll just put it out there. These score blowouts wouldn't be happening if the bunker had the ability to judge on forward passes, either during the run of play or especially in try-scoring situations, because 50% tries this year shouldn't have been awarded.
It'd still be blowouts, but, yeah, you could take a few tries off the board.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's it. There'd still be blowouts, but not on the level we've seen. And the momentum shift when some of these things happen, you know what I mean? Like, it definitely has an influence and an impact on the games. And, yeah, look, man, I tuned out in the Penrith game 10 minutes in when they got that try off the forward pass from and then the Adokar kick. I was just like, nah, this is garbage. I'm done.
You're probably like
salty.
Yeah. Like, salt bait, everybody. Speaking of game of the round, Saturday, 5:30 p.m., Roosters take on the Panthers, Suncorp Stadium. So Roosters have been finding some form towards this back end of the season. Panthers have got a few stars coming back. What have we got, Con?
Copley comes onto the wing with Manu into the centre. He's been a revelation lately. Jared Ree Hargrave has been named and will play because he got clear, as Henry said earlier. Appy and Isaiah Yeo come back into the middle for Penrith, which will stiffen them up a lot. Nathan Cleary's been named in the reserves. I think he'll play. We shall push Burton to centre and probably Capewell to the back row. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, I guess.
Scotty to the bench.
Crichton's accepted a one-week ban. So Paul Moromorowski comes into the centres, partnering Capewell. Nader moves onto the wing for Robert Jennings, who had a shit game. Tevita Pengai Jr. is named on the bench, which take Isaac Targos, and Jermaine Hopgood has been relegated to the extended bench. And Mitch Kenny obviously drops to the bench for Appy. And Scott Sorensen into the second row.
So do you think TPJ actually gets his run this week? I mean, that Cleary coming in, as you said, for the Panthers will definitely force a bit of a shuffle. We'd expect to see Burton go back to the centres, but then it's a question who gets dropped. Is it Capewell gets a rest, Naden gets dropped, or Momorowski gets dropped to make way, or does, yeah, Capewell move into the back row and then Sorensen to the bench and major reshuffles?
Yeah. And probably Eisenhoof misses out, I think.
Who's that?
Eisenhoof will miss out, I think.
Yeah, you reckon? I reckon they like Eisenhoof. I actually think it's Momorowski or even Naden that gets dropped. And Capewell stays in the centres. I think so they've just signed Scott Sorensen for another few years. I think they can see some potential. He's a big boy. You know him, don't you, Guy?
Yeah, played
Capewell got exposed in the centres at origin level, so teams would have taken notice of that. And up against Joey Manu, he'll put a show on him.
That's what I mean. That's why I think Capewell might be one of the blokes to get dropped. I mean, but you can't say he hasn't earned a rest. And then he can come back into the second row rotation maybe next week.
Well, Capewell's not going to be there next year, so it makes sense if you're going to drop someone to be him.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, is the fact that, yeah, he's gone next year. So now towards this back end of the season, they can start sort of blooding guys for next year who they really want to improve, see their minutes improve.
But you don't want to win the grand final?
Well,
no, we do want to win the grand final, but this is a game for a couple of end of season games where really at this point, I mean, we can stay in second and maybe drop down a third. I doubt we can drop out of the top four. Like, it'd take one hell of an effort to drop out of the top four. And I don't think we can win the minor premiership now, realistically.
They added Pengai. So, really, if you substitute Pengai for Capewell, you'd take Pengai any day.
Well, that's the other thing. Does maybe Pengai get dropped from the bench and he doesn't actually get a run this week?
We'll have to wait for late mail.
Pengai will play through the middle, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon he'll run a much through the middle. This is interesting, this game, because both still pretty decimated, especially the Roosters. If you said to a Roosters fan that your 1-5 will be Tedesco, Tupou, Kieran, Manu, Copley at the start of the year, they would have been like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
They got worse injury luck than the Knights this year. But... oh, yeah, I reckon this would be actually really close and really low scoring. I think both defences hold up pretty good. So I'd be, I don't know whether you'd really want to own too many players in this game. I mean, I own Tupou and Crichton, so maybe forwards, and obviously your Tupou that get you 50, 40 or 50 in base, but you wouldn't want to own too many players in this. I don't reckon there'll be that many points.
It really depends if Cleary plays or not, because if Cleary plays, I can see quite a few points in Penrith. Just to bounce back, they've had a quiet couple of weeks. They've had players short, and I think with Yo's already back, Cleary coming back, Toll's still out, but you know, hopefully Jennings. Hopefully they got someone else, surely better than Jennings coming through. But in terms of the game, I think Teddy could. It depends. I still think both teams can score points, even with their good defenses, just because of the new style of the game. And I actually think if Cleary plays, I'm gonna obviously vice captain him definitely. But I've held on to him just because I knew everyone was going to be low on trades and people would struggle to bring him back. So I thought I'll just.
Well, I was listening. Did you listen to the physio on SC Playbook last week?
No.
Yeah, he was talking about Cleary's injury, and it's like real, like the kind of injury he has is really bad, really painful, and even with the rehab he does, it's going to take a lot of needling. Or I actually don't know that it can get needled, but yeah, he's going to be nowhere near 100%. And
I think playing through Ponga extreme pain. Ponga had a very similar one at the end of last year, which made him miss Origin, and he had to go for surgery, and he wasn't the same player with it.
Ponga, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you look at Kronk, I think it's similar to the one Kronk had. Might not be as bad, but in the grand final there 3 years ago.
Didn't he have a fractured scapula?
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a semi-dislocation, which isn't actually dislocated. It's not in the right spot. It's just hanging there kind of thing.
I'm not sure he does play. I don't think there's any necessity to play him.
MG said on the rush out tonight, he expects him back next week and he probably won't play this week.
The only reason I can see it is that Dally M, just because I think he'll want it. He's still in with a shot. So.
No chance. Turbo's...
Dally M's gone, bro.
I know. I think Turbo will get it, but I'm just saying in terms of his
Turbo's
opinion,
picked
I think
up 30 points, bro. He's picked up 3 points every game he's taken the field. He's picked up 30 points, like 100%.
Pretty much.
And Angus is a big man, and Satili Tupanua runs hard, so you don't really want them two running at Cleary this close to the finals if it's iffy.
Because I think he's up against the Dragons the week after or something, and that's when you can bring him back in. Because, yeah.
That's when you can captain him, eh, guy?
If he plays, I'll always vice captain or captain him, just because he's got that high ceiling. I mean, even if he plays half injured, like, he's still going to kick the goals. He's still going to be the main kicker. Like, it's different to Ponga, because Ponga's got a more of a running game. He's got to run and you know, draw that defence in more, whereas Cleary can just still be his, you know, lead the team around and not, you know, just kick it and just organise a team and still get some assists or line breaks.
Yeah, that's not good for Super Coach.
All right, so who's your tips, boys, and who's your captain options? We have would you dare captain Teddy or Cleary if he plays? Anyone else?
I'm with Henry. I'd captain no one in this game.
Sweet ass. And who are you going to put the tip in? I'm going to say Panthers to get up in a tight one. Win by a field goal.
I'll go Roosters, no Cleary, Penrith with Cleary.
Sweet.
I'm gonna go Roosters either way. I just think that organization is incredible and the coach to have the team with the amount of injuries they have playing like they are, it's ridiculous. So yeah, I think with top four on the line, like the Chooks can get it done. Something like 14-12 or 16-14, something like that. Close one.
Well, if you go off, like you said in the other game, if you just compare the forward packs, the Roosters have that in spades, I think.
Who do they have that's so good in the forwards?
Jad Rhea Hargraves has been a beast lately.
Hargraves is weapon. Gives away five penalties and five drop balls every game.
I think he's been fucking probably the best front rower over the last month or in a bit.
I tell you what, I like the Butcher brothers, especially Egan. I think he rips and tears. He's not scared of anyone. He just runs 1,000 mile an hour. So yeah, they've got a good bench. And yeah, I agree that you got Takiaho, the Butcher brothers, Radley, Tupanua, Crichton, Liu, Hargrove. That's still a, still an impressive forward pack.
Pretty formidable, yeah.
Yeah.
I just hope Ivan doesn't tell Pangai to put his offload away.
Is that because you still own him, or?
Yeah, I still own him.
I don't think he will. He loves fish for an offload too. So, if he's in there sort of chewing up some of the minutes from fish, then hopefully not. Okay, next one. Well, mate, this one actually may be game of the round. What
this is the game of the round.
Holy, especially with the rivalry there. We've got.
I don't think it's going to be close, but it's the game of the round.
Manly in fine form up against the Melbourne Storm. Wow. Manly can bring it to the Storm. I mean, and Turbo is just a beast. So have we got any changes to the teams this week?
LIA comes back in. Sirenin's out. Seca got away with his trip. Tofa Sipley comes into the starting side. Oh, sorry. Returns to the interchange after being a late swap last week with Paseka. Otherwise, no changes there. Felice Kaufusi is a big loss. He's out for the Storm after taking an early guilty plea. Chris Lewis moves in to take his spot. Tom Wisniewicz comes onto the bench. Nico Hines and Brandon Smith have both been named to start again. So Paps and Grant are still on the bench. Kenny Bromwich is going through concussion protocols. And still no Big Nels.
Okay, so slightly depleted in their forward stocks. But aside from that, pretty much at full strength. And I mean, as you guys have said, Melbourne Storm have a way of just bringing players through the system and having them step up to the level that they're playing at. It's it's uncanny, really.
It's so unbelievable. Like they've got Bromwich, Kaufusi, Kama Kamitha, Asofa Solomona. Who else they got out? And they'll still find a way to win by 30, probably.
Yeah,
they'll win comfortably. When you can afford to have Harry Grant and Ryan Papenhuis on your bench, you talk about good benches. That's probably the best one I've seen all year.
I don't think Hughes plays. I think Hines will play halfback, and Pappy will play fullback.
See, yeah. I was thinking that, but then they're losing Hines next year, and this is like one of those rivalry games. You know what I mean? Like Manly, they've got that rivalry with, and so I just don't know if that's going to be the case or whether Bellingham's going to go out there to smash him.
Not because of rest, he's apparently got a calf strain.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. What, funny buggers with the naming at the moment and what a late drop, because that definitely affects me Supercoach-wise. He's my halfback.
I'll have no halfback if that's the case.
Yeah. Me
the
too.
The AU for me.
Yeah. I think pretty much the only people that will have one are the ones that still own Sam Walker or bought Cherry Evans.
Yeah, I got Sam Walker still, so that's it. He'll sub in there. Maybe even say, would you do a late swap? Probably not from Hughes to Cleary if Cleary does get named. If you've got the trade left, I mean,
who would your captain in this game?
Say what?
Who's your captain in this game? Would you go Grant or would you go a Munster?
I'd probably steer clear of going anyone again in this one as well.
I think Jerome Hughes, if he plays, would be the standout.
How do you think Pappy's going to go up against Turbo?
Well, it's going to be a totally different game for Turbo this week. He's not going to get the amount of space or time that he has been getting against these other shit teams against the Storm. They're going to be up. They're going to be pressuring him, and they're not going to give him much time or space to do a lot of what he's been
doing. Like hard out, he'll get jammed by Olam. Olam will figure out what he's doing at one point, and I'm expecting like a snap of Turbo from Olam at some point. And he just has a way of doing it and just figuring out what the play is. So
as we're all owners, let's just hope Turbo's fit after this game.
Yes.
Who cares if he gets 30? Just don't get injured.
For those people who do have Grant, who do have Hughes, and if he doesn't play. Would you cop an AE, or if you had to trade, would you trade him to a Cherry Evans or someone?
Nah, I'll cop the AE personally.
Yeah, that's me. So I'll just have to cop Takiyahu, which would get 40 to 50, or Talakai. That'd be the two.
That's it. By now, you shouldn't have AEs that are going to get you a 7 or a 12 or whatever. You should have semi decent ones that should go 40-plus kind of thing.
I stupidly had Blore sitting there because he wasn't worth the trade, and now he started getting minutes. So if he's back, then I have to worry about that.
No, he was my AE on the weekend, and he actually did well. He's got
50. He got 52.
Mm. All right, yeah, well, yeah, sweet. If he's going to pull that out, then I'm...
Well, he's starting. Starting now. Because I thought mine was going to be Hetherington, and then Hetherington's put up a 60 or 70 as well, and I had that...
No, he got that big line break.
Yeah, and I had the Melbourne winger, Iremio, who scored 91, so my AE ended up not being too bad. I mean, I would have scored more if I stuck with my trade to bring in Sexton in, but at least I saved the trade. All right, we're moving on to the next game.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Are we moving on to the next game?
I think I'm going to go to the Storm in that one. I think
Melbourne.
All righty. Well, actually, Burks, jump in now, buddy. Hold on.
Hey.
Oh, the man's
ready. Hold on, because we're just about to get into that game. So who better to join us for that? All right. So while you wait for Burks to jump in, actually, I've got a question here from Mitchy Burner, right? So he's hit us up and he says, mate, new to the pod, been missing out. He loves it. But he's got a question for us, right? But it's general discussion. He says, do you think that a sin binning a star player that doesn't usually play 80 minutes would actually eat into the game time they get for that week? Or is it a lesser player in the team who gets lower minutes as a result from reshuffles and rotations? It's becoming more relevant by the week to us Supercoach players. And I'm just going to add in a little bit there. Also with the HIAs and stuff like that, the way they move around the forward rotations with the HIAs, is there effectively now more interchanges in the game and therefore less minutes going around by a side that knows how to work it?
Yeah. Yeah, they all roared it. They roared the shit out of it. If there's a cut on the cheek, they go HIA.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a HIA. the good teams do it the best.
And especially with that foul play one too, they're all starting to manipulate that now after Storm did it with Munster earlier in the year. As soon as there's a reportable offence, whether it's fullback, centre, winger, they take them off, rotate their props or whatever, then bring old mate back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, to his question, I don't think the star player obviously gets less than minutes. It's one of those other poor buggers that are on the bench who are just kind of making up the numbers, who obviously their numbers dwindle minutes-wise, and a star player still plays his 60 or whatever he normally plays.
It depends on the game and the scenario, I guess, as well. Like, if you can afford to play your lesser players more minutes, if you're in front, you know, that you probably would. But, yeah, just it really depends on the game.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the next game.
Bergsy, you've joined us in. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, what's going on?
You've lost the video.
What's going on, Aaron?
Hello.
There you go. G'day. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
What's happening?
Yeah, not much. Just talking Supercoach as we do on a Tuesday. We're just getting through the games, bud. We're up to Bulldogs v. the West Tigers.
What a blockbuster.
Game of the round.
It could be.
Round. I've chimed in at the right time.
It could be that bad. It's good.
So this.
Yeah, the points could be flowing.
Or there could be like 2-2. Well,
that Dane Laurie's gone, so there's a bit of a link gone for them.
Yeah.
Which is good.
All right. Team list there for us, Con?
Pardon?
You got the team list there for that game? Any big changes?
None of relevance because both teams suck, but Kyle Flanagan's been dumped again, poor bugger.
I don't get it.
Biondi Odo comes in and starts 5-8 with Avrilo back to halfback. Falakiko Manu returns in the lineup with Jaden Ockenbaugh gone after his 3 shockers in a row. Nick Meadie and Corey Allen swap places, which is good because Corey Allen had a shocker. Seaman Fenai comes in for Dylan Napa. And Sione Katoa gets a bench spot over Renault Fraternity. Mosen Bayer comes in for Dane Laurie at fullback. Mock Cheekam comes onto the bench. James Tamo is back, forcing Alex Twiles to the bench. And McKaylee comes in at lock. We've offered Galway back to the bench. And that's about it, really.
You know what I just realised? I've got Zach Seen in. He's named on the bench.
He is named in the extended squad.
No, he's on. Pod. No, he's 15. He's on the bench.
Oh, he is too. Oh, shit.
I might have to make a trade at halfback.
Yeah, talk about me, nightmare. Come late.
he'll play 2 minutes and get bloody one.
At least he's not going to pull a Charlie Staines, go out there for 80 minutes and still pull a one.
Yeah. What an effort. What an effort. That is hard. That is hard to do.
Off topic. Jason Saab was 70. I know he got downdated. He was 74 after 20 minutes and finished on 71.
Yeah, another one. Top effort.
How do you do that?
They're the two blokes. Like, don't get me wrong. On their good week can go massive, but on every other week, they're not getting much. How hard is it to get a one after 80 minutes, man, without getting a send-off or anything?
It's pretty fucking hard.
Bro,
don't throw him the ball. He doesn't take hit-ups ball return.
Oi, go and look for the fucking thing.
That's it, especially with Toto out.
I'm
just saying what happens. He doesn't go looking for it, and if he holds his position, they very rarely pass it to him, because if there's a defender anywhere near him, he's straight into touch. He's a lightweight, mate, and anyone can put him into touch.
And oi, if yous don't win the grand final this year, Sauce would have been heaps better than him.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Sauce hasn't played many minutes this year, and the other issue is the beauty of the game of NRL, man, is salary cap. Guaranteed Staines was way cheaper, which allowed for us to have, you know, other players in there and get other contracts.
Anyway, it would have made a difference. Storm win the grand final, no matter what.
Guys, they're on Dogs and Tigers.
Yeah, but there's no
rules. There's no one to talk about. There's Luke Thompson's
out. There's no one to talk about.
Yeah.
Not for the Dogs, but Titans have a few you could go.
Yeah, but that's the next game.
Tigers.
I meant Tigers, sorry.
I'd struggle to use the word good about most of their players, but I'll give you a tip, and I'm going to go the Doggies to get this one. I think Doggies will get this one.
I think Tigers win comfortably. I think Dewey, Noffa, and I even think Lucy are all good options this week. I think they'll all score well. I even think if in draft, if you're a draft player, Mbai's not a bad shout this week at fullback, just for the week.
He's the worst footballer there is.
Yeah, but could score points. Doesn't matter how bad they are if they score points.
If the Tigers turn up and play like they did for 65 minutes last week against the Warriors, the Dogs do them easily.
Yeah.
If the Tigers turn up and play some decent football that they can play, they will get the win, but I think I'm going to tip the Dogs.
Would you captain Dewey if you had him?
He's definitely a good option this week with all the top six teams and most of the captain options playing against each other. He's definitely a good option, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to go the Dogs.
Good on you, boys.
But I think there's no good options in the Dogs. But yeah, I own Dewey Noffa, who I sold 3 weeks ago. We won't talk about that.
That's when I jumped on.
Lucci, who I'm thinking about making my fifth 2RF with one of my final trades. Maybe
you know what?
The week after.
I looked at him this morning. I looked at Lucci this morning and thought, fucking, you know what? He's got a good run. It's either him or Frizzell for me.
Yeah, same. I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frizzell's like Dan's mate got Lolo, but Dan got Frizzell. And he just, hey, every week praising Frizzell, hey.
He's definitely been a good pod option throughout the year. He's had a bit of a lull here and there, but all in all, he's averaged close to 70, I think.
It just proves, like, when he was at Dragons, he didn't get any decent ball. I know the Knights are going terrible, but at least they've got a couple of guys that can get him decent ball and early ball and actually hit a hole and break a few tackles and get a few points.
Nice.
I blame Mary for that.
We start at the Tigers and we end up at the Knights.
All right. So final game, Gold Coast Titans versus the North Queensland Cowboys, Sunday, 4 o'clock at Seabus. Teams, any major changes there?
Yeah. There's a conditional change.
Well, we've got... Patrick...
Oh, Herbert's back.
Returns from suspension. Masters is gone. Philip Semmy's not back, so Marzu keeps his spot, thank God. I think he will anyway. Peachy suspended. David Fede has been named start again, but I dare say he'll start on the bench again. Valentine Holmes back, so Granville, the super sub fullback, is gone to the bench. Bradley fractured his hand, so he's gone for the season. Ben Hampton comes in the centres, Talangi to the wing. The whole bench gets a start, so none of them are relevant. But the only good big change is Tamalolo shifts to the second row.
Is that the match for Fede, or?
I personally think he'll be a weapon out there, like a David Fafita kick-out kind of player.
Well, there's little of blokes out there, isn't there?
Yeah, you get him one-on-one with a half, it's game over.
He's straight through, as long as the support.
Who will he be running at, Sexton?
Well, I don't know what side he's going to be on.
Ash Taylor.
Oh, yeah, gone. Mate. That's fucking straight. That's $1 million on $1 million there.
Yeah, but... I mean, Sam Walker gets targeted in attack. You just got to hope your people next to you can help you.
Yeah.
He's 12 fucking kilos, but...
boys, again this week. Now, if Cleary's not named or doesn't come in to play, again, I'm without a half. What's your thoughts on Sexton again this week? He's averaging 75 over two games.
It's a big ask.
Against the Cows. Well, what the thing is, if you wait for Cleary and he doesn't play, it takes out a few options earlier on in the week. So I kind of
are you gonna stick with him for the rest of the year, or are you gonna move him on again, or
no? Well, I just leave him there and just not play him because I'd play Cleary.
You've still got him, eh?
Fogarty's extended bench again. I'm assuming he was close to playing last week.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Henry.
If I'm the Gold Coast, Ash Taylor's the one that drops out for me.
Exactly. I think Sexton's holding his spot, especially with his goal kicking. He's a good goal kicker.
It's about money on the paddock. Like, he's $1 million.
So yeah. Is Ben Hunt, you know.
Well, I think Ash Taylor's had his best year ever this year.
Yeah, he still does those Ash Taylor things. Like,
yeah, oh, absolutely. That's not saying much by him having
good yet.
And they are... I was watching this game. Did Titans play yesterday, was it? Yeah, they are the most frustrating team to watch. They could be so good, but they just do so many dumb things and just rush. Like, you know, the good teams, they make it look like slow motion, but they just try to rush everything. And
well, their forward pack's up there with one of the best forward packs in the game.
100%. Jared Wallace is playing his career football.
Mayfield is playing his best footy.
Yeah.
They got Tino, Dave Fafita, Kevin Proctor's probably the only weak link in there, the poor bugger.
And then big Sam Lasoni, 400 kilos off the bench.
What about his ball? Did you see his ball to put Fodawaker through? That was a great ball.
Lofty's been playing some good football.
Yeah, well, he's actually from my hometown. He's from Wagga. Wagga Kangaroos Junior.
Oh, yeah.
And then he moved to Sydney, and then he's up at the Gold Coast. Good on you. He's just signed, a three or four-year deal or something like that.
Oh, nice. Well, last year he showed some really good glimpses, and this year he just carried it on.
Because I thought when he first got picked, I thought he'd be plugging a hole, but he's played every game.
Mm.
Do you guys like David Fafita on the right, and does that help Brian Kelly out?
I think it does. I don't
know what side David plays.
I think it helps Brian Kelly out heaps.
Yeah.
It's more ball, yeah.
Because Proctor can't do shit. He's a great defender. Huh?
Bo Fermor's been playing on the left.
Yeah.
And if Peter comes on, I think Proctor pushes into the middle.
Proctor played 23 minutes. He can come back on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think I think Proctor's looked at reality and gone, well, I'm not offering what these guys offer. No. So I'm just going to take this thing out of the game and let Fafita come on and hopefully score more points this week. But I think that's the way they're going.
All right.
Well, you know what? He was good. He was good in the old game, where it was slow and it was, you know, drawn out game. Like
you today, used to Melbourne wrestle.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's your tip, boys?
Titans, easily.
Yeah. Titans by plenty, plus. Yeah. Plenty. Titans,
yeah. Cowboys on the slippery slide.
All right, Jazzy, have we got any live digs or questions or shout
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we got a few. We got a few floating around. All right, here we go. Nick Heffernan, who's your pick for captain? I've only got three centre wings, so going all out VC on Ponga and then hoping for the best. But then who would your captaincy option be?
Mine's probably David Fifita this week.
Yeah, I reckon Davey or Cody for me.
I'm actually thinking of going really plain and simple. You guys know me. Hate the risk, and I'm thinking of going paying ass just for that safety.
Fair enough.
I like Davey at the moment. But KP's a... You could straight out captain him, I think, this week.
But you know,
who the Roosters
only...
play? Who the Roosters play?
Panthers.
Might have a look at Teddy even.
Really?
Yeah. Panthers looked shot last week, man.
No, do it, bro. Do it. Just extend my lead on you.
They looked shot last week. They look like they had nothing.
Cleary might be back. Yo's back.
Appy's back.
Yeah.
Oh, Appy and Yo are different. If they're back, they lock the middle down, man. And Fisher Harris.
Then they provide that second phase play kind of thing through the middle.
They got made look stupid the other night.
Well, when Eisenhuth come on and was playing that Yo role kind of thing, he did make Panthers look a bit dangerous, but Storm just too fucking good, man.
Fucking aren't they what? Aren't they what? How good are they, but
it's like, ridiculous how good they are.
Stupid.
Fuck. You just love to be like a ball boy there, even or a winger, you know, just be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. But everyone's been plotting their downfall for the last 8 years now or whatever, and they just get stronger and stronger.
As long as Bellamy's there, they'll be top two.
And old mate, what's his name? What's his name?
Frank Panisi. Yeah.
That's him, Panisi. Yeah. He knows his shit too, man.
He's the Nick Politis of Melbourne.
Yeah. He's smart too.
Yeah, I'd say captains Ponga, Walker, Dewey, they're your main three, I reckon.
Dewey would be a good shout.
No, Davey's too risky for you.
Who?
Davey, for sure.
Oh, I like Davey.
Not if he started. Yeah, no, I want him to play 80 minutes. I mean, against the Cowboys, though, he might only need 40 minutes.
That's it. Well, 2 weeks ago, he came off the bench for 55 minutes or something, got that 140, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm still liking Tommy, I'll be honest. I'm still liking Tommy, man. I know the tries aren't going to be there, but the line breaks and the tackle breaks and the offloads are there.
Yeah, you can
put him up there with
you, Teddy. Stay away. As I said about the Titans there, when Fifita came on, you've got Fifita on the right, Marju, who's a wrecking ball on the right, but they just kept going left, and I'm just sitting there going, surely you go three tackles, set up to the left, swing out to the right, give Fifita with time and let him do his thing. But they just didn't want to give him the ball.
When they did give him that little bit of opportunity, he carried about four of them and then flicked that beautiful ball out for Marzi to go over untouched.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very – he gets wasted a lot.
Doesn't he?
But you know what? Same thing about Charlie Staines. At some point, you should just go and get it and say, well, it's fucking mine.
Look at Joey Manu the other day. How unbelievable was that? 345 metres or whatever it was. I suppose that's thoughts as the coach too, but he just wanted the ball. He played like a second fullback.
He's a gun, Joey Manu. Hey, Richo.
He did that turbo role turbo play in Origin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And done it good too. See his quick tap up the guts try, man. It was just brilliant.
That nearly made me cry.
I got a question here, boys, from Jared Watson. He says, last two trades, should I just burn them? Was thinking SJ to Grant via Watto and Tohu to the Frizz, or save that trade and see what happens with Hines and get a backup fullback to Turbo.
Just do the one. Just go Grant and then see what happens.
Yeah, I think burning them both straight away is madness with the way people dropping. Like, next week, someone's gone. Let's be real.
Well, SJ isn't coming back. And if you can use those jewels with Motto and get Grant, I think that's a really good trade.
Well, I think Hines' minutes are on the decrease too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I flicked him this week.
Yeah.
Because he's 200 and something BE. And if I flick into a KP or something like that, it gives you 300K to get Grant. To, then you can go Brayley straight to Grant.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the 300K already sitting there just waiting to pull the trigger on someone. I just don't know where to go with it.
Oh, I got 600K hoping it'd get me SJ to bloody Nate, but I was $18,000 short.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He'll be 200 grand cheaper.
Yeah, he wait after the first game he plays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You'll get to have him for the grand final, Con.
Yeah, well, that's it. Hope not many other people can bring him back for the head-to-head finals. The ones that didn't hold him.
You'll bring him in and the Grubs will rest him last minute.
Surely he's had his rest now.
No, I could see him even getting a longer rest, man. Without him, there's no shot.
Did you see TV's The Shady Locust comment? Bergs reminds me of Dickie Knee from Hey Hey It's Saturday. It's actually so good.
That's gold.
Oh, that is good.
Love you, Timmy.
No way to go and go to the super coach. He's throwing it.
He's a legend. Stay up there, Timmy. Love you, mate.
Nicholas Heffernan has a serious question. He says, here's a serious question. Why are there so many dick having a laugh at those who use the loop on Walker? 151 is a great score for a captain. It's not Turbo's 226, but what does it really matter? Points are points. Most of us get looped or are laughing about can't win overall anyways.
100%. I agree with that.
You agree? Well,
the only reason why it'd be bad is if old mate get in your head-to-head, you were trying to make the top eight or top four or something, Captain Turbo, and he beat him by 40-odd points.
I'm suspecting happened to Nick. We're sorry, buddy. Supercoach is a fickle bitch.
Let's all be real. In a perfect world, fucking 9 out of 10 times you loop that 150.
Oh, yeah, and it comes off, you know, 100%.
Like, okay, say Tommy was playing Melbourne this week, you loop that 150, Con.
Oh, I'll take you back to Cody Walker earlier on in the year when everyone jumped on the loop because he fucking went so good, and then Cleary came out and scored 240.
I was thinking about that the other day. That was the same week, hey? Like, Cody pulled out, like, a 160 on game 3 or 4, and then Nate brings out a 240 at the end, and, yeah.
225.
Oh, he down-dated, did he?
No, 240.
No.
That's the record.
Turbo got the record, 226.
Yesterday, yeah. 226 is the new record.
Yeah, 224, clear.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
240.
Put me left one on it.
I swear, he's going to check. I swear it was 242. He may have downdated.
I think he downdated.
I just looked at it the other day thinking Nico Hines' run there for a while was the best three-run stretch. Then I looked at Cleary's and he had a 240 and a 190 in consecutive weeks.
Nah.
That was when I missed him as captain too.
While Con's doing that, we'll move on to the next question. Dan Morgan says, To'o to Ponga didn't do it last week, even though I wanted to. And Suwali to Best will leave me with two trades and 120K in the bank. Good trades.
They are good trades.
Yeah. I think they're fine. Best is in really good form. I think he's a good vice captain as well this week, especially if you don't have Ponga playing in the first game.
How good did he go coming back from injury and shit?
Yeah.
And what's 224? Not bad.
They look like they're just going to target that left side. So he's going to get early ball. And, I mean, any centre is going to struggle to tackle him.
He's a fucking big kid.
Back rowers struggle to tackle him.
Yeah.
He's just hit him high. Straight on the chin, bang. See ya.
All right. So we have another salty listener. Frederick Corbett says, why is it that the Sharks don't go left to Ronaldo? Every fucking team goes left 3 times a set. Go left for fuck's sake. LOL. So Ronaldo to who? Ha ha.
Don't own a Sharks back. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm with him. Fucking Ronaldo's opened a lot and he just doesn't fucking get the ball. That's not the owner myself. And Talakai just kills Katara on the other side. He just doesn't even look to pass the ball.
Yeah, well, he's another one. He's Talakai's another one you could get as well on the Sharks. But yeah, without SJ, I couldn't go anyone. Like, Raymond's still got that base. That's okay. But I don't see he's have that ceiling.
So he wants to know who to get as a back.
I think Marju.
Nofo or Best.
Yeah, Nofo or Best. I think you're top two. But if you already have them, Marju's got great base.
I like Marju. He runs hard.
He's a beast, man.
I'm spewing. I tried to pot on with Ockenball. I should have went in like I had him.
Yeah. And I also like Rapana. I'm a fan of Rapana as an option. Just a fullback, I think he looks to get involved a lot. And I think if they're going to have any attack Canberra, it's going to go through Rapana.
He's definitely viable, but he's 200-odd-K more expensive than the rest of them, isn't he?
No, he's about 500.
He was 555 or something last week, wasn't he?
I think he's about...
I think he'd be close to 600 now.
Who?
He's had some good games.
Are you talking about the same player?
Rapana?
Yeah, Rapana.
Jordan Rapana?
He's 530. Sorry, 538. So he's not too expensive compared to some of the other centre wings. Like, if you look at Val Holmes, is 578, who people are jumping on. And
look at under 400K.
Yeah, well, I already have Best. I'm just thinking my next best option who are in the centre wings is probably at the price of Rapana. So
Dan Tupou, he's got good base and good back line. So, I mean, probably not this week. The Panthers,
but I think they've got some hard games coming up too.
They got a couple. I think they got three easy, two hard, maybe.
Do you boys like? I've got.
Jason Saab after this week. If you pick and choose his games that aren't against Melbourne, you could probably score some good points there.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the week. If something goes wrong, he's in your AE of 20.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
You know,
he'd be lucky if he gets 20.
That's a good score without a try.
Epic. What about our boy Kenny as a pod?
I like Kenny.
Yeah.
Much
like the Sharks, Tigers predominantly tack right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all goes to Nofo.
Dewey, yeah.
All right.
Dewey can just run himself, I think, hopefully.
Mark Eagle wants to know, boys, will Cleary play?
Nah.
Let me ring Ivan.
I'm saying no. I'm saying if it was a serious injury, they hold off for an extra week to make sure that they've got him. The last thing they can afford to do at this point is re-injure it. He needs to be able to make it through the rest of the season. So for me,
why can
no.
you get on? Can you get on to Scotty for some inside info or what?
I could pop him a message if you want, but it's Nate. I think you'll be fine. I think you'll definitely play. If he wasn't going to play, why would they name him on the extended bench? That's
how got no one else.
Just for the mind fuck.
And the opportunity that if he is good, but I think that
I say this much, right? If he's not even 90%, if he's underdone that little bit, and they see that, they're just going to run traffic at him all night. He's going to be fucked for finals, man. When you can just sit him there, not drop out of the top four. Still get your two shots at it and have him a bit better equipped for it, play him on the city games towards the end.
Yeah. But he played through most of the game with the injury. And
he's still young, but he does. You see some of them that do it and then it just cruels them for longer because they've done it.
That could be why it's worse now, because he did refuse to come off. We've seen Nate play through. Like, Nate does not want to come off the field, bro.
The fact that he's refused surgery means that I think personally he's putting the team before himself. So I think now that the team's kind of had a rocky 2-3 weeks where they haven't looked as good, I think he'll be eager to get back in and start getting some good form coming into those finals. So that's.
I just think it's too tough a matchup to bring him back when we all know that Roosters they got ruthless players, man. You know what I mean? Like, they just get ruthless on him. Like,
To be the best, you've got to beat the best. I think I'd rather versus when I played, I'd much rather test myself a better team.
Yeah, in the finals, I wouldn't mind that. But if I'm sitting in fucking second position with points galore, fuck running my shit at you. You can sit out there and bash a shit cunt, and I'll come in when I'm ready and good, and I'll play for something instead of nothing.
Josh Donnelly says, okay, guys, I'm 4 points out of the top eight in my head-to-head comp. What do you think I should do to make the finals?
Yeah, there's only 1 week to go, mate. If you're 4 points out, your season's done.
Yeah, I think he knows
that. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right. Ross Mann reckons Jack Whiten couldn't catch COVID.
Henry alluded to that before.
He's also wondering how Staines is still getting a game 80 minutes for 1 point, 15 metres. Lol.
That's an effort.
That's unreal.
That is an effort. To stay away from a ball for that fucking long is an effort.
Yeah, that's it. Chris McClellan wants to know, how many minutes is TPJ going to get, and is he in the 17? Yes, he's in the 17.
I'll call Ivan again.
Legend.
You should still have him. You should still have him, shouldn't you?
I'm going about 50-55.
50-55 minutes?
I reckon there's a chance that Sorensen goes to the bench, Martin goes to the edge, and TPJ starts.
I've got a feeling he's James Fisher-Harris till James Fisher-Harris comes back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because Martin's no good in the middle. I think he's great on the edge.
They just re-signed Scotty. I think he deserves to start. He's been playing well.
So. Yeah, he goes all right, but he's no...
No offense.
TPJ or Martin.
He doesn't have that big whack about him that TPJ's got.
And Martin.
Yeah,
Martin's got a whack on him too.
TPJ will play in the middle.
He's only got to give me 65 minutes. I'm happy from TPJ.
Well, I guess we'll find out come Saturday. Jared Watson says, Bergs, you're becoming an AE nightmare now on the bench for the Tigers.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get about 6 minutes. So look out.
I've got him.
Possibility of two tries.
Danny Levi's been found guilty, fellas.
Well, that's good for the Knights.
Look at the head on him.
Fuck, that's a big loss for the Broncos.
Well, who they already got out? Turpin.
Pace will start.
Well, Pace wasn't even named in 21, so they're going to have to seek an exemption to get him in.
No, Pace is 14.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, boys, I've got an important question here from...
No, he's not.
Brad Smith. I think Brad's up near Henry.
He's 19th, I think, Brad.
Oh, he's in front of Henry, is he? He's
jumping. Yeah.
Well, Brad's got a question. He says, g'day, lads. Hope you're all surviving lockdown. Looking at Aiken with some good matchups as the Warriors or Moses Mbai as centre wing options. Any love or should I try to get Bow?
Is this Hopper's finger?
This is Brad. Yeah, Brad Smith.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah.
None of them.
I actually don't mind Aiken.
I'd go Aiken over last one.
Vow. He's about 450, I think, Aiken.
No, I'd keep Vow. I'd go Vow, then Aiken, and then who was the last one?
Mbai. Even a
four. Yeah, no, I wouldn't even go near Mbai. He's got herpes or something. He's terrible. Stay away.
I wouldn't go near Holmes in that Cowboys team at 580K. No chance.
Yeah, I know. I personally wouldn't go either of them anyway. Brad's up there, so I don't know.
He's 19th, so yeah. I'm flat out.
Brad, because then when I play you in the Pineapple Final, you'll have him by and I'll be laughing.
He's got me by 11 points.
Oh, it's tight. And then I think Mick's like 42nd or something. Mick Ross goes up there as well. Like, so many people up there this year.
Juicy Plum 17-27. He finished like 8th for the week or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mick.
6.
Smashing it.
All right, Jazz, you got any more?
Jazz?
Say what?
You got any more questions?
Don't wake him up on the podcast, guy.
Ross Mann is in 86th overall with a 16-63. He wants to know thoughts on Watto to Grant and To'o to Best or Holmes. And just on Holmes, with Lolo moving out to the edge, does that going to help Holmes out on those sweep plays? Because Lolo, like, you'd expect Lolo to be able to make a hole for him to get through. We know Val's fast.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think you have to go the best.
Fair. I think Val does his own shit. Like, he kicks the goals, doesn't he?
Yeah,
but I don't see him kicking that many goals because he just tries to kick goals. So.
Yeah. I think Lolo on the edge definitely benefits him because you know the back rower and halves are going to be looking at Lolo because as soon as he gets an opportunity one-on-one with any of them out there, he's going straight through.
Yeah, and if you're Val, that's where I'd be hanging off his hip, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just has to... The Knights run
with KP dominating down that left, Pierce back, best jump on Bradman best, man. You just hope he doesn't get fucking hurt.
Well, you know what I noticed too last week? Like, KP started to get a bit shitty with himself when he was trying to cut best out and hit Tuala, so I can't see him trying to cut him out too much because he just was failing at it. Like, he wasn't doing well with it. So I could just see more ball for best.
Well, why would you cut him out?
We did it a couple of times last week.
He can draw the winger in, carry the centre with him, and then just offload to whoever the fuck he wants. He's such a beast, man.
He hasn't bought him for his super coach yet. Didn't want to pay too much.
All right. Adam Robinson reckons Cleary won't play until he needs to. There's no home ground advantage this year, so finishing fourth is the same as first.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you get more money. I think you get money for...
I don't want to finish fourth.
Yeah.
That means playing Melbourne form week one. I don't want to do that.
And that'll probably be Melbourne if they've got no COVID.
Well, if everything goes, I think they deserve it just as much as Brisbane deserve it.
Mate, it could be in Perth at this rate. Who knows?
It could be a Melbourne bubble.
I hope they give it to Darwin. Grow the game in Darwin.
Boys, we as we've seen with our lockdown, you just don't know. Could
if it's not going to be Brisbane, it's got to be Melbourne. Fuck Perth. Fuck all of them.
Darwin.
We can't control.
Imagine they took it to Papua New Guinea. Imagine how hectic it would go off.
Yeah, well, they're definitely not doing that.
It could go off.
All right. It would get
New Zealand would be the best after all they've done in the last couple of years and what they've sacrificed. It makes sense.
Thought I've done just as much.
Final player this week, would you play Barney or Val?
Who asked the question?
Adam Robinson, Robbo.
Barney.
Tough one.
I'd want to see what Val's come back like.
Yeah, Barney.
You don't know if he's still a bit lame or not. Yeah. Whereas Barney's chugging on nicely. I think Brayley's out. Try. I think Brayley's out, so that'll probably push Watto into hooker.
Randall's playing hooker.
Who?
Randall, the guy who made like 77 tackles on debut.
Oh, I like him.
He was a monster.
Yeah.
Don't know about his ball skills, but he can tackle like a fucking man.
You got any more questions there for us, Guy?
Yeah, I got a few. Mohammed Chico says, "Hey, legends, I'm wondering what's the best option. I was looking at bringing in Bradman best for either Sivo, which will leave me 188K, or should I cash in Hines and leave Sivo as my fifth wing or centre wing? If I sell Hines, I can use the cash to upgrade to Cleary next week. I have 5 trades left."
I'd keep Sivo and get rid of Hines like Henry's doing this week.
Yeah.
100%. Even though he's got this week, Hines?
Yeah, the only thing is Sivo has to play Rabbitohs, Roosters, Panthers, Melbourne, and his only good game's the Cowboys on the run home.
That's the grand final, but isn't it?
Hey?
Is that the grand final game?
No.
Oh.
He plays Melbourne Penrith in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's shit.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a fifth, so you can play him on matchup, so you don't have to play him. But in terms
but that's
of...
what I mean. You've only got one matchup against the Cowboys out of the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
He's the kicker to that.
He needs to get rid of Hines before Hines drops that cash to make the cash for Cleary, and Sivo won't allow him to do that. So unless he's got a bunch of trades, this is a pretty
good one.
Is Hines still relevant in round 24?
No way.
Well, that's the big question. Like,
well, he's still relevant this week because until he's not starting a fullback, he's still
not letting take my strategy. My strategy is you start a bench player, you guys going to get 15 minutes, you send him out there, whack Paps in the head straight away and get him out of the game.
All right.
Next
question, Michael Mizzi, what to do with Nico Hines? Considering the injuries with so many centre wings, stars and very, very low trades remaining, what's the plan, boys? I already have AJ and To'o out and Marzu could go back to the bench next week. Who's his best option?
Well, best is my best bet.
Yeah, I think this centre wings, I think everyone's looking, most of the questions are looking at that centre wing spot. So, you know, Best is probably the best option this week. From Nofa, who we've talked about.
Could we recycle someone from the past? Like, you reckon Kurt Catewell is going to go on a run or anything like that? Like, is there someone we can bring back from the dead? Or are they all just fucking gone?
No. Well, is Bemo's coming out of retirement?
Nah.
No, otherwise, no.
Well, as you said before, Guy Mansell would have been a good one, but I think he's probably only got one or two games left.
Yeah. No, as a draft option, it's good, but not classic. Yeah, yeah, it's just not. If you had longer.
But in his situation, he's got to do something because he's got, I think he can hold Hines, because at least Hines is playing.
Mm.
He's just got, I'd be holding AJ, getting rid of Toto. I wouldn't be worried about Margie getting benched. He'll hold his spot, I reckon.
The best pot I'd go is probably Kenny, just because he's got that good run. Even though he's on that side, he's still got that base, and they can still score tries.
What about Dragons might score a few points? What about Lomax kicking goals? That could be ultra pod.
Next week, he's got a really high BE, so next week he's going to be sub 400. So yeah. I could do
it. I don't think the money's a worry this time of year. I think if you think he's going to score some fucking decent points, you don't care about the hit.
Oh, yeah. I think the biggest worry there is the Dragons will be lucky to score three tries in a game for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah, they're relying on Corey fucking Norman.
They've got a tough run home too. Probably second to Parramatta for the run home.
Yeah. Really? Well, he's already got Marju, so you probably wouldn't go Corey Thompson. You wouldn't want to own both Titans wingers, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a Rapana, I think.
Yeah, and like you mentioned earlier, I was going to say Rapana.
Mm.
Remus Smith? Melbourne?
Yeah.
I'd probably go to the Fox over him.
Yeah, even the Fox is another option. I think for his question, Best or Rapana.
Sarko goal kicking?
Or Nofa, one of those three.
All right, Timmy O'Connor, I've got one from him. He said all-time PB of 179th overall. With three trades left, looking at Tohu to Best via Milne and Hines to KP via AJ. Leaves 480 and one trade left to go Hughes or DCE to Cleary a week after he returns. What do you reckon? Or does he hold the trade with a solid 17 this week? Personally, I pull the trigger on that. That's great game plan for your last three trades.
I love them.
Yeah.
I'll still wait and see. Where it depends on where you are positionally, because the trades we're going to need, like we're going to need
179.
I know, but the trades, like at the end of the day, the people at the top are running out of trades. If you've still got two, three trades for them last couple of games and can pick it, mate, you're fucking on.
Yeah, but also if Newcastle go on the run that Con and Henry have been spruiking all night, KP and Best down that side. Could be there to get you all those points. And as we've said, the top is actually pretty tight at the moment. So a couple of good options there. Plus, if he's already got a solid 17 and can do without Tohu and AJ this week, that means he's going to have a little bit of depth in his squad, which hopefully will get him through the injuries. I know it's a gamble, but I mean, the whole game is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you pull the trigger on the trades or do you hold?
I would just run home with Hughes and Cherry Evans. I wouldn't worry about Cleary if you've got both of them. That's just a waste of a trade.
Yeah. If you're 147th, I'll go it.
No, well, he's a thousand points off first, so he's not going to win.
No, but he's going for his all-time PB, and so he's obviously trying to get as high as he can. So
Henry, if he went Best in KP this week and had all that cash, where else would you use that last trade then?
Good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, there wouldn't be many places, but yeah, points is all that matters. Doesn't worry about money.
Now, and on that note though, Panthers are capable of scoring heaps of points. Cleary personally, and he kicks the goals there. So if he can sit there and finish the season with 500k in his bank, to be able to pull that last trade, I mean, I love it because in theory,
I suppose
any other trade he needs to make, he's covered for no matter what because he's built up that bank to get one of the most expensive players in the game.
One thing he could do, like obviously DCE and Hughes have played a lot of footy this year, so they're probably going to get rested a lot, maybe one of the last 2 weeks. So if he could pull the trigger on Cleary with two rounds to go, if Hughes is rested or DCE is rested, that could be a good move that no one else will be able to do.
Well, Hughes hasn't had a rest yet. He will definitely get a rest in the final rounds.
Yeah.
Melbourne's got the minor premiership sewn up. They're pretty much two games ahead of Penrith now. They probably won't be dropping two games, I can't see, before the end.
Even if they rested people, I can't see them dropping games. Like,
they're so
good. Well, that's it. Full strength this week against Manly, they'll do them, and then they can afford to rest pretty much for the rest of the year.
Is it full strength, or is they still missing
forward? No, they're not full strength. They got no Kafusi, no Big Nels.
And still fucking do a number.
You can't underestimate what Kafusi does for that team, eh?
Kamakamita.
Oh, he's a beast, cunt.
Yeah,
he's a beast, bro. He's aggressive as shit. He's fucking hard.
Yeah, that's it.
Without Big Nels, he is their aggression.
He's tough as fuck, man.
Those two bring the aggression, and he's strategically good too. Yeah, he does some fucking stupid shit. But he does a lot of really, really good shit too that goes unnoticed.
But everyone's got that stupid brain snapper. Like Mitch Barnett used to be it for yous, you know what I mean?
I hated him, remember?
Yeah, I was the only Mitch Barnett fan here.
He's growing on me.
You're a Corey Horsberg fan too as well, aren't you, Bergs?
Not once he had a cry. That's done it for me.
All right, I've got a couple more questions. Elijah Tippenay. So I'm going to finish second in my cashies no matter what. With four trades left and To'o, SJ and Tohu Harris in my team, do I start getting ready for finals this week or save them?
Save him, bro.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bergs.
If you're coming second no matter what in your thing, then you've got – that's two trades or four trades you've got banked. Like.
Yeah, I'd make them in the finals depending on your matchup and the game you want to win. You can either cancel out a player, or if you're behind, you can go for a pod to try and catch up.
And it could also be the difference between you fielding a 17 up against a 16 and almost an identical 16. So it could almost be the guaranteed win – when sides start resting players and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'd definitely hold them, especially if you're only playing for head-to-head and cashies, you're not playing for sort of an overall PB or something like that.
I think it depends on your lineup and who you've got now and who you want to have towards the end. Like if you don't have a Dave Fafita or someone whose price is just going to go up and could be out of reach come finals time, you might want to use one of them now to go Tohu to him. But if you're looking at players whose price probably isn't going to skyrocket too much or might come down, well, then, yeah, you'd hold him.
All right, well, last question I've got is, Ross Mann, thoughts on these trades, Watson to Grant and To'o to Best?
We already did that.
I think
bought in the live chat. So, yeah, 100%, mate. Pull the trigger on that. Go for gold.
Loves a double dip.
He's just got third goal in the hockey.
One for you, guy. It looks like the Dragons are signing Mbai to replace Norman. That's like for like.
Oh, bro, talk about a sideways trade.
that's horrendous.
Mate, we can't do much else. The problem with the Dragons is you struggle to sign. Same with the Tigers. I mean, same with a lot of teams. You struggle to sign good players because they don't want to come to your team. Or you've got to pay massive overs. Look what we paid Ben Hunt. He was a good player, but, I mean, $1.2 million. Because he's on that money, he's expected to play to that price tag, and it kills him because he's, you know, he suffers. Yeah. He gets so many fans abusing him or stuff because he's on $1.2 million. If he's on $400,000, they would love him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I heard a few weeks ago that Dragons gave the Tigers an ultimatum. They said if you don't release him by now, the table's pretty much off the deal's off the table.
Yeah.
For the next 3 years or whatever they're going to sign him for.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It won't be long. It wouldn't be long. That's what I mean. We only just need it short term just because we're struggling at the moment with injuries. And we've shed a lot of players. We've got a lot of money in our cap now. It's just that's the problem. I mean, you can't – we struggle to buy players of any significance because they wouldn't want to come to your team.
Yeah.
All righty.
I don't – like Matt Burton, for example, I don't know why he signed for the Dogs. It's remarkable, but he could even backflip, you know what I mean? Because
no, he can't backflip now. 10-day cool-off period.
You can just do a Sonny Bill and walk out, mate. No one will stop you.
No, I don't know. I don't think the NRL will let him sign for another club until his deal's expired, like they did to Big Gordy back in 96.
Yeah,
when he walked out on the Dragons.
Hey, did you ask Mitchie Burner's question?
Yeah, man. That just is coming on.
Yeah.
Good question. Good question, Mick.
Yeah. Well, all the questions on the face, you're done. So,
that's about it, boys, unless you go to charity or anything like that.
Bag, any bag this week?
Yeah, I've got a bag.
Oh, Staines?
Nah. Queensland government.
It is the Queensland government.
We're fucking pulling the power trip.
Right, let's be real. Yeah, these people have been in prison for 3 weeks. Granted, it's like prison with like room service and views.
They weren't even locked down here.
For them to go, no, you just can't.
Of all these Barbie.
You can tell a woman runs it, because for them to turn around and say, no, you just can't play, is fucking ridiculous. They could have just said, right, we're not going to take any money and we'll just play the game like they would have done in Sydney with no fucking crowds. Instead, we've got to have a meeting and a brunch with the hairy lip lady.
Like Paul Ken alluded to on NRL 360, I think it was last night or the night before, I'm not sure, they said no professional sport's going to go ahead in Queensland, but yet they let the horse racing and the fucking trotters go ahead.
Yeah, because she's probably got horses.
Shit loads off the fucking gambling.
She's got horses, the mole. She lives on a horse stud.
Well, no, that just the revenue off the gambling that people just throw at the horses and shit is ridiculous.
Even the dogs, man. Even the dogs. There's heaps of money in dogs.
But yeah, I'm with you on that bag, mate. I think it might have been one of the only ones agreed with you all year on, but I'm with you.
Yeah, I just found it stupid. Like, granted, okay, fair enough. COVID's going on, then just kill the crowds. Things go on as normal. The people have been. Otherwise, they're in the bubble for no reason, aren't they?
Well, when I first heard it and they cancelled it all, first thing that came to my head was just say, well, no crowds. So I think it's a pretty simple solution. Why do you have to have a 12-hour meeting, put everyone through fucking a shitload of crap to come to that conclusion?
Yeah, the one thing I'll say about that is when the outbreak happened, they weren't in the bubble. They'd just been released the day before, so they were down at the beach, they were out at cafes. That's the reason why they put them back in lockdown.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, and that's the reason why they didn't play on that day, because everyone had to get tested, test negative, and then they had to work out how they were going to play it and like that. So that's why. Otherwise, they would have just played them on Saturday behind closed doors, but they've just been released out of there 2 weeks.
She's still getting a bag. I don't give a fuck.
Wait for the conversation, Henry.
I agree with the bag, but that's... And then I think the families have been locked back up again as well. I don't know fully, but yeah.
Well, I think they're all locked up now because Brisbane's still under a lockdown. So now they've been released from their quarantine and now they're just into lockdown.
Go to them because of the taping the windows and doors shut.
Yeah, the whole paper plane thing and the way they...
And James Roberts hanging his towels out and getting fined and suspended for a game.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, the NRL itself has only got itself to blame, because we all remember her attitude towards it last year. We all remember her attitude towards every other state. She's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So for us to turn around and put faith into the Queensland government and them was just stupid on the NRL's behalf, knowing that eventually she's just going to be a fuckwit.
Mate, I mean, look, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place because they're desperately just trying to get as many games played in front of crowds to get the money from the crowds. Yeah,
the money from the crowds was that. But let's face facts, the people that aren't going to the crowds then now have to sit at home and watch it on TV, maybe ask the broadcasting rights to kick in a little bit for, like, the loss of crowds, you know what I mean?
At the end of the day, the crowds don't contribute too much to the NRL's funding. The crowd is... more for the club who puts on the home game. They're the ones that make the money off that thing. The NRL gets paid, whether the game gets played in front of 10 people or 100,000 people, the exact same amount of money. There's no difference to them.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, boys.
Special thanks to Henry for coming on tonight. Good to have you.
Yes, thank you, bro.
Always welcome.
No trouble at all. It was good fun.
Happy always good to have another Nova Castrian aboard.
That's how we can make a run to get knocked out in the first week of the finals.
well, hopefully we can come up against Parramatta. We might
have. Yeah, I was thinking if it's 6v7v Para, and then we can dodge Melbourne and play like a depleted Roosters or something.
That'd be love after getting beat up by Melbourne. That'd be great. Yeah.
In a perfect world, that'd be all right.
Look at you guys. You're doing the maths hard, aren't you?
It's wishful thinking, Bergs. It's the one hope they've got. It's the light at the end of the tunnel.
The only thing is, I think Manly finished fourth, unfortunately, and we'll probably play then second week.
Yeah, but we beat them, 4 weeks ago? 4 weeks, we were the last team to beat them.
That is true.
Without Pierce and Palmer.
And they had Turbo.
Yeah. And we had, I think it was like 11 on 12 that restarts to nil, but we won't worry about that.
Did KP even play that game?
Nah.
All right. Moving on, fellas. Look, we hope for the best for you. Thanks for listening. It's been a wonderful night. Good luck with your last chance.
Just before we go, I do have a charity. I do have a charity. I don't know what it's called, but...
Oh, I'm so glad you interrupted.
No. Just suicide awareness. Like, ever since COVID, like, suicide's been on the up and up and up.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it fucking has.
Oh. No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has.
Numbers have not increased.
Let's keep it super coach related.
Yeah. Look, if you're struggling through this lockdown, make sure you reach out to Lifeline, Beyond Blue, Headspace. There's a wealth of services out there. Just, get in touch. Even just pick up the phone and call a friend, man. It's been weird. Like, I've been making the kid get out of the house this week and go see friends because this is hard. It really is. And we haven't had to experience this yet. We've been lucky, but this is hard. Honestly, not sitting in a room with you guys every week it sucks, man. Sometimes, some weeks, you're the only guys I see. So the fact that I can't even just, shake your hand, it does suck. So I get it. It is hard. But, yeah, make sure you reach out for help if you need it.
I've got a shout out.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to Sportsbet and the players for all their post-try celebrations throughout Try July for all the money raised from Austin Masoi. Definitely going to a good cause. Great bloke. And hopefully it helped him recuperate a lot quicker and better than what he would have without it.
Well, how good? Because if you remember last year, I gave a bag for that because no one got involved, remember?
Yeah. No, not really.
It was last year that they had the same thing going, not for Mossy Masoi, but for just for charity.
Yeah.
And I think South's in the last game were the only ones that really had a crack. And it's like, well, why wasn't the email sent out early before July and just said, boys, come up with something like there's a massive cause going on and everyone should have had one?
That's it. Even if you get up and do a cartwheel, it's fucking
something. Would you say that?
Everyone should have been celebrated.
You see the Canberra one the other day. They reenacted the Penrith video with Tyro May and shit.
Oh, yeah. Look, I like the try celebrations. I mean, these guys are professional athletes at the highest level. A little bit of arrogance and cockiness, I don't mind it. And it really does add an entertainment factor to the game. Speaking of entertainment factor, did you see... Will Chambers giving it to Dylan Walker hard.
Yeah. I loved it.
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it? Someone told him what we all think.
I love that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Not like he was 30 points behind when he was doing it.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. He was.
Yeah, that's a terrible game as well.
Anyone can sledge anyone when you're in front. That's easy.
On a side note, I don't know whether you've been watching the Olympics, but did you see that Aussie cyclist last night?
Yeah, just lost his handlebars.
Unbelievable. But not only that, 5 minutes later, he went up and went again.
Did he?
And they finished fifth. He had his whole face burnt, legs burnt, arms burnt.
Ugh, I saw
60K an hour, face first into the
water. I saw the guy in the 10K. He was leading the Aussie.
Yeah.
Got 200 out. He must have only trained for 9.8.
He tried to keep up with the Africans.
Yeah. What's been your proudest moment so far as an Australian in the Olympics?
The Aussie girls.
Definitely Titty.
No, it definitely has to be Jessica Fox for me.
Yeah,
the Penrith.
I'm on old mate that fucking ran the 10.
But
that was great.
The one guy I was just speaking about.
Yeah, Rowan Brown, is that his name?
No, the 100-meter sprinter.
100-meter sprinter who wants to be Sherbo.
Yeah,
him, man.
Yeah.
He ran a 10. That's fast for a white boy, bro. Yeah.
That's quick as fuck.
Hey, the Italian won the 100-meter sprint, eh? Quickest guy in the world than Italian. Who would have thought?
Did you see the little Chinaman? Did you see the little Chinaman?
He got flown away in the final, but in his semi, he exploded.
What's going on, man?
Hey, that Italian is a beast.
9.83.
We'll end it there. I think we need to move on.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Have a good night, guys. We'll see you all next week. Good luck.
That's it. Hope everyone makes their top eight. Stay peachy, peeps.
See you later.
Cheers, guys. See ya.
Catches.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.